Welcome to Through the Seasons with Megan Gilger. I'm Megan Gilger, and I'm excited to be here with you guys today. Wow, that was like a brand new intro. Oh my goodness. It's kind of funny to start doing that. It's a big deal, isn't it? I almost did it last week, but I was like, I'm totally going to freak everyone out, so I'm not going to do that. But here we are doing it. New things, new season. Here we go. Today is the first day of this new podcast newsletter shifting from being Fresh Exchange. It's still new. And I expect it to be a little new for a while. Like I was talking about this in the free newsletter today that this podcast comes out with, and how in this time of year, like anytime we go through transition, there's just this overwhelming sense where it's really exciting, but then we also start grieving what no longer is. So we go through this period of time where we realize, oh, we can't go backwards, not just because we made a jump and that's going to look like failure. It has nothing to do with that. It's more like we see this even in the seasons. No matter if we go back, let's say if we had a time machine and we take our current self and we go back to July, it's not going to feel the same. Everything, we never experience that moment the exact same way. That's why I think the concept of a time machine is sort of funny, because the person you are right now is not going to be that same person that you experienced in that moment. You'll see those past moments differently than you see them right now. So there is this grieving process of transition. Like it's really natural. And I think sometimes the excitement can overwhelm that grieving, and then the grieving catches up and we're like, oh my gosh, why do I feel like I made this decision and was it a good idea? And we start second guessing. But that's where I say, like, I've had to go through a process of grieving, and I've been doing it for a while, of like letting Fresh Exchange shift and change. And so it feels super well aligned with this season because of that, because, you know, there's parts of summer that we're still holding because the weather is going to be warm this weekend. And so in some ways we'll continue to have those moments of summer, but if we're really honest, the water and how it felt in, you know, late July is not the same as it feels like right now. The sun is setting at 7:30 and it makes us feel like it's actually like 10, but the truth is it's not. And the light is literally changing. The water is getting colder. The sand feels colder. The soil under our feet is damper. There's all these things that are slowly and subtly changing. And if we can either pay really close attention to it and realize, oh, it's changing, and that is part of the cycle, or it can hit us like a ton of bricks all of a sudden, like, what, where did summer go? Or we can have a mix of both, which happens to me sometimes. So I think it's really important to just start really closely, intentionally watching how things change. Like even this week, I was noting how the hills started having more color to them very quickly. And I'm interested to see with some warmer days, like how does that transition the trees? Will it be a good thing? Will it, you know, last year kind of burnt them and got them all crispy when we had some of these warm-ups. And then we didn't get that great of a color show, which was sort of disappointing. But I don't know. It is what it is. And I have learned to just start taking that perspective of like, I'm going to enjoy what is right here, right now. And I think that's incredibly hard as a parent. I think that's incredibly hard as a human, as an adult, because there's so many things coming at us where we're like, okay, we got this thing, then this thing, then this thing, and this thing. Done properly here leads to it being successfully feeling less stressful here. And sometimes when I get in those modes, I have to like sit back and be like, okay, what is good right now? Is this going to be that big of a thing? And if it is that big of a thing, how am I going to deal with it? And this has taken a ton of internal work, a ton of clearing out of the closet of things emotionally, past experiences, rewriting truths in myself. Like, it takes so much work to get to that place. And I also think, like, especially as a parent, like as your kids get slightly older, you start having less of that like dramatic, like up and down. Like I always felt like when the kids were little, it was like these big spikes of things, like a missed nap, like totally messed up bedtime, you know. Whereas now, okay, I let them sleep in. I might feel that on the backside of the day when I want to go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and they really don't want to because I let them sleep till 9:30, 10 o'clock. So, but it's not going to ruin anything. And it doesn't feel like the end of the world. And it doesn't feel like I'm going to be paying for that for like 3 days like it did with a little 9-month-old, you know. So if you're a parent that has a 9-month-old, know that it does change. Everything changes. I cannot remember how many times I would tell myself that, but I also, in this podcast today, I realized this is such a pivotal point in the year, and maybe you feel this too, that there's always so many different transitions that happen. And I was thinking back in my head, all the different versions of me that have come through September. I do this every month of the year, so don't be surprised if you like get more of this, but I like to think about those versions of myself, and I'll look back at photos from that like 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago even, and be like, wow, how did I change? And I think about this in correlation also to trees, because the trees that are on the land here, I remember the size that many of them were when we became owners, or by, you know, land rights or whatever, but when we came into, you know, responsibility of this land and it came under our window of or umbrella of responsibility, I really took into heart like some of the size of the trees. And now as I look out there, they're all so different in many ways. They're all the same, but they're all so different. And I don't think we like catalog plants and trees this way in line with us. And this was sort of what my longer essay was, like seasonal essay, was about this month and or this week. And I all about like sort of honoring those points in which we can mark things and utilizing plants as a marker. So I talked about it in terms of blueberry bushes, but you can read that you get a preview of it, but if you're free or you can, if you're a paid subscriber, you get the whole thing. But I really love this idea of marking time in these stamps with of closing of cycles and chapters of our life with plants, because we can watch them grow right alongside us. And so I've just been thinking about all those versions of myself very similarly to the trees. And it was in 2013, I believe, we bought our house in Raleigh, North Carolina. And after moving down, like temporarily trying moving down there for a year, and which I highly suggest if you're thinking about moving somewhere, not buying and like immediately feeling like that's what you're going to do forever, because you might be surprised. So I say always give a place a year before you like fully commit. And that is definitely one of those instances that it paid off in the long run for us. But because we bought the house after a year of living there, and then like exactly 2 years later, we had a 6-month-old and we were selling it, and like one day exactly after, so we didn't have, you know, all those capital gains taxes and things like that that you have if you sell it under 2 years or, you know, whatever. So we were like packing up. Hayes had some like roseola thing and he was sick. It was like the worst. Like there, like Mike and I both agreed, because we had both two different experiences during that time, because we were both doing two different things, that we would never speak of the things that actually happened and try to compare that one was worse than the other, because it was miserable no matter what. And I was such a different person then than I am now. And there was, I mean, granted, I was 6 months postpartum. There's so much growing and growth and change that happens, but like the person who arrived here almost seven years ago is completely different. Who that decided to come home is completely different than the person I am right now. And I love to look at that because my body is mostly the same. You know, it had two children and it's aged, but the spiritual understanding of myself, the emotional understanding, the mental wellness and well-being that I have now is far superior to who I was at that age of, I think I just turned 30. So, or I was about, I just turned 30. And I think about that because that was the beginning of a decade, a new decade in my life. And yeah, I love to think back on those people of who I was. And we don't tend to think of ourselves as going through these, you know, versions of ourselves, but like if you cut out, you know, when a tree falls, there's rings. And I tend to think of those as like versions of themselves too. And I think that if you cut open ourselves emotionally and our own growth, I think we would have rings too. And so I love to think about that this time of year because it's such a reflective point in the year anyways. So I hope you guys spend some time doing that. I also want to acknowledge it is the harvest moon today. This is the last super moon of the year. And I never got into this moon stuff until I lived here. And I literally see the moon in every direction in all its phases, as long as it's not cloudy. And I talk about it some in our email today, but I wanted to read it because I told you guys I'd be starting to bring in reading the reflections on Friday, like I used to, along with this sort of longer, you know, discussion of like things that are going on for me and what I'm observing and stuff like that. But I did write this short little reflection, and this one is about the meaning of what the harvest moon is, because as we were talking about versions of ourselves, the harvest moon is a massive shift in the world around us in nature. It is the signal for so many things to change. And they are not necessarily, they are very, usually pretty subtle. And then some of them are more immediate. And so I really hope this challenges you to pay attention to some of those things in yourself and in nature because they're happening. And it is really fun to watch. And it's really fun to align yourself with that understanding, even if you don't particularly, if that season that those things are in isn't aligning for you, that's okay. It's not about always being personally in line with nature's rhythms. It's about being willing to listen to them so that you have that knowledge for when you do arrive in that season in yourself. That is something I've learned. And because it can, but it's really uncomfortable to be in a season of summer in yourself and be going through winter and vice versa. So if you're in the season of a winter or a fall or a spring, that's, and it's not, you know, aligned with whatever season that we're exactly in, that's okay. Even if you actually are in the Southern Hemisphere and listening to this, and you're experiencing the start of spring and you're coming up on the cycle where we're going down, we have things to learn from each other, things to observe. And so I don't want you guys to just think that this isn't relevant to you because actually it probably, you're probably more able to receive it when you are not in that season than when you are. I've had different experiences. So anyways, we'll read this one. I called it the best of the season. So here we go. Today, the harvest moon will rise in the night sky and bring a palpable energy to the land around us. I will wander the overgrown garden at sunset and moonrise, thankful for how everything is still giving but fading. My basket will return heavy with the fruition of all I planted in June that was dreamt about in January when the snowstorms rolled over the hills. The basket's weight will remind me of the many shoveled loads of compost that were moved while the grasses were beginning to green and the leaves on the trees were unfurling. These same leaves are now turning reds and oranges all around me in this warm light of late September. There is a conversation unfolding as the moon rises in the sky, one I never could hear as clearly as I do now after these years of listening so closely. As the crickets buzz in earnest, I remember this moon signals the final act of the growing season. The light is changing, and we are reminded to shift ourselves too. This month is the culmination of all we hoped and worked for. So I'm reminded that this is now the time that I too must shift into my roots, just like the plants around me. This shift will be gradual and immediate, from how I wake in the morning to even the shoes that gather in the mudroom. The golden hour of the year is rising on the glowy edges of the harvest moon. The rising full moon will signal the sandhill crane to migrate, the salmon to run the rivers, and the geese to honk the warning that winter is near. Their shifting routines remind us to reflect on all that has come to life this season and offers us permission to reflect on what has grounded us and carried us through the last few months and how abundance came into our lives. Holding a basket of summer's final gifts, I only feel the overwhelming sense that this is another marker of the rhythms of life on earth. Seasons of life come and go, so may we accept them just as we do the in and out of the waves on the lakeshore as being beautiful and calm. I personally love the harvest moon. This is actually a very late harvest moon. And typically it's earlier in September, and I find that really fascinating personally. Because there is this, sometimes it comes before fall technically comes on the calendar, and it sort of makes this like wonder of like what is actually the signal. And you know, we have these dates on calendars and they are signals, they're a marker for us. But I also think this is why it's so important to pay attention to nature, because the moon now is the one that actually does the work. And I think that that is the real sign. And I think it's also the way things shift around us, and whether it's in our little microclimate that we live in, or it's in the larger climate around us, all of those things are shifting and changing. And I think also paying attention to what you feel in yourself. Are you feeling a desire to rest more, to reflect more, to make soup, to eat root vegetables? Like what are you craving? And those cravings are part of our intuition and our connection, our greater connection to nature, because after all, we are that. And it's a reminder that we are just as much at the whims of those things as the bees or the birds. And so I always just really enjoy this moon, because not just because Neil Young did a great song, it's so good, and it's so sad it's not on Spotify, but it's also that it just feels good. It just feels like the right shift sometimes. So I hope you guys feel it too, and that you spend this weekend listening to that, not Neil Young's song because it's not on Spotify, but though I did put it in the newsletter, and a Taylor Swift song. So there is enough pop culture that it keeps us grounded in the modern world. But I just hope you listen to yourself, those cravings in your body. What are you wanting? What are you needing? And then look for the full moon, no matter where you are. Even if you're in a city, you're going to see it. So find it and give it some proper time with your body. Like just like absorb it some. Even if it's 5 minutes before you go to bed, just take it in. Or you're coming back from dinner with some friends on a Friday night, see if you can locate it as you walk home. I just think we don't give that relationship enough connection, but I really suggest that you do it, because it does rise on the Eastern time zone at like 7:02 p.m. So you should be able to locate it in the sky. In fact, the sun will set and the moon will rise, like almost like equivocal, which is pretty cool. So, and it's a super moon, so it's gonna be really big and it's gonna be really bright and probably a cool color. So sometimes depends on the atmosphere. But friends, I hope this was helpful, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday. I love being here with you. It's good to restart this and to do it in a new way, in a new season. And I can't wait to see where it goes. Remember, the best way to support what I'm doing is to share it with your friends and other people that you think would enjoy this. That is so important. If you can become a paid subscriber, it supports independent writing and creativity on our terms, which is amazing. So I highly suggest checking out the newsletter and joining and getting a little more for your subscription, it can be really helpful. But if not, just sharing is more than enough. Leaving a review on the podcast is also helpful. So thank you as always. Until then, my friends, I'll see you out there.